Hey, what's up, people? I'm here with one of my guests, Reverend Bare-Chested Preacher Beard. Say hello.
What's going on? Yeah, today we got something for y'all.
All right, so we're going to talk about ladies. How you got your feet out and they ain't done. Once again, go ahead, Pastor. You go ahead and say it.
The whole thing is how you got your feet out and it ain't done. I don't know what's going on with you women, but y'all need to take care of them toes.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get it. You know, I don't understand how y'all walking around in the summertime with these sandals on and your feet paint all chipped on them. Nails all ugly, and I mean, come on, if your joints is jacked up, keep them in the shoes, you know what I mean? What on? Well, I'm in this roster, what go on?
Yeah, I just want to say one thing there. Ladies, have your toes look mash up? Cover them up, no man. Makes no sense. Hey, I walk around with ugly, crusted feet, right?
Exactly. This is not the form. I'm not introducing anybody because y'all should know who everybody is by now. So I'm gonna let my other brother say something. Go ahead, Sensation. Yeah, ladies, man, I don't care what your foot look like. I'm still gonna make love to you. Your foot can look like gorilla too. I'm not care them team ugly there out there. I'm still gonna make love to you, girl. I'm still mash up on that team there. Cause when I'm making love to your toes, man, I'm making love to that blood clot figure. How's that figure? I need this nigga. Yeah, man. That's what my officers say.
Your order. See, the thing with me is, though, man, like a girl that have pretty feet. You have to have cute feet if you want to mess with Rasta. Let the pastor say something. When it comes to the feet, gotta be cute. Because I'm gonna tell you something. I can't pray if them things look like cray cray. What I say, I gotta touch myself. I can't pray if they look like cray cray.
Cray cray. Yo, Pastor Crazy. Cray cray? What the heck is cray cray?
I don't know what it is, but it sounds good.
Okay, hold on. So anyway, I just don't understand how these women walk around with their feet all jacked up. And they expect to catch a good dude, catch a man, period. I mean, how you gonna be walking around with your feet looking like they're kicking trees all day? It look like you can scale up a tree and scale right back down in like 5 seconds. Are you kidding me? I don't know what's going on with that, but yeah, it's just crazy to me how I mean, and then on top of that, the bottom of the feet be all rough. Go get a manicure, get a pedicure. I mean, what is it? Pedicure. Go get a pedicure, you know?
What I did. Let me see this real quick there, brother. Ladies, if y'all tongue fungus, if them toenails are blood clot yellow, you gotta get some treatment for them there, see? Because I understand how y'all walk around with yellow nails upon your feet there and y'all think you look cute. Nah. If I take y'all true nail polish upon them things there, man, there's nothing more sexier to me than a girl who can have beautiful feet with no polish upon them things. You know what I'm seeing there?
What on one? All your blood clot, man, y'all crazy. You're judging a girl character by her feet. Man, I care what her feet look like, man. She gonna treat me good.
What I'm not care about no. That comes secondary in the man. She have her presence have to look good. But God, what on roster? No, you what on?
Hey, guys, calm down. It's not that serious. Calm down. We're just having a discussion about women wearing their toes out and they're not right. So, Pastor, give me, is there anything in the Bible that talks about, you know, feet and all that?
Well, man, the feet, when it comes to feet, brother, man, I don't care about the feet. The Bible doesn't speak anything about the feet. The Bible just says,
whole cleanliness is next to holiness. Ha. And that's what it is. So if your feet are ugly, ha. If they look jacked up, you must not be clean. Well, that's what I'm saying. Is there anything? No. Nothing talks about the feet. It only talks about the character of a person. We don't care if your feet look like you can walk on hot coals for 8 years. Just as long as you love the Lord. That's all. I love the Lord. Okay. Well, I appreciate you, Pastor. No problem, brother. No problem. Okay. So anyway, when it comes down to it, everybody wants a nice, attractive, you know, human being, man or woman. And even you, dudes, you should have your feet out too if they jacked up. You know what I mean? Because I take care of mine. I get pedicures, you know. I make sure my feet's legit. So do the same thing, you know. Soak them things. Make sure they look good. Make sure them nails ain't all gray and falling off. And you know what I mean? Make them look legit. Because it doesn't make sense for you to be walking around with jacked up toes looking like you walking through some cornholes and you got hills and valleys on them things. I remember a couple of chicks I was talking to and they got upset with me. They was like, you're shallow. But I'm going to tell you something. It was one time a woman said I was shallow. Her feet were cute. But majority of the time, I would say literally 9.5 out of 10 times, every time a female said I was shallow, her feet were ugly. When the women said, oh, that's your preference, their feet were gorgeous. I'm telling you, it's crazy. I would tell a chick on the phone, look, I'm going to be real with you. I don't date women that got ugly feet. And she'd be like, oh, that's your preference. I ain't mad at you about that. And she was like, I don't date men that got, you know, big ass guts. And I was like, really? She said, yeah, you know, it's a preference. It's you like what you like. And she said, would you want to see my feet? And I was like, well, I wasn't asking. If you want to, that's up to you. She sent me a picture of feet, freaking immaculate, beautiful. And I was like, but then the chicks that had jacked up toes. Y'all DM me, I'm crazy, boy. No, for real, Rasta, it's real. I was like, yo, this is crazy. So the chick that had ugly, ugly toes all said the same thing to me. You're shallow. You're shallow. And that's when I started picking up, okay, your feet must be jacked up. And I realized that because they get mad because they didn't take care of their toes. And then they want a chocolate man like me and they can't have me because I don't do ugly feet. It's just that serious.
Damn, y'all crazy, bro. I don't understand where y'all come from, brethren. Man, I do ugly toes either, brother. So I'm going to get what y'all say there. All right, see you.
Alright, cool.
Alright, dear. Yo, man, I forgot, man. I forgot get in the car. Man, I forgot do something. Some errands, man, for run there, alright? So I'm gonna talk to you later. Everybody be cool, right? Reverend, good to see you again. Good to see you too, buddy. Alright. Sincere, Sean. Be cool, man.
Alright, brother. You cool too, man. Y'all be safe on the roads there. See you. Alright.
Alright, this is Rasta here that's seeing. Be cool, everybody later. And ladies, listen to that thing. Take care of them feet that are at it. Later.
Alright, Ross. Okay, so, with that, you know, I'm not gonna have a long one. Just ladies, get out there and take care of them toes. Cause it makes no sense when them things look like back holes. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, Dave. You taking my lines. All right. That's what I'm talking about. That man's, he gonna be a preacher one day.
Yo, Reverend, you crazy. Anyway, like I said, take care of them toes. Make sure they don't look like no back holes. All right. Everybody be cool. I'll be back with y'all in another couple days. Out.